A lot of people around the Ottawa area doing some interesting stuff. If there's somebody we should talk to that you think we should talk to, startup@live885.com is our email address. And we found out about Corey Vendetti, a Carleton University recent PhD graduate, and just researched what preschoolers understand about lies and what kind of lies they tell themselves, which is kind of an intriguing little thing. And Corey's here to talk about it. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming in. How old were the kids that were in your study?
I worked with 100 4- and 5-year-olds for my first study and 100 4- and 5-year-olds for my second study.
Wow. Did you have them all in one room? No. So why do kids lie? What did you find out there?
Well, kids tell lies for the same kinds of reasons that adults do. So sometimes to cover up something bad that they've done, other times to get out of an awkward situation.
But it's more innocent from coming from a kid.
Or we interpret it that way,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty much, yeah, we interpret it that way. It's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Is there more than one type of lie that a kid would tell?
There are. There are different kinds of lies. Most frequently, children tell self-serving lies. So those are lies to protect themselves or cover up bad things
right.
that they've done.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Or yes, I did brush my teeth. And
classic.
I also looked at pro-social lies. So those are lies told to spare somebody else's feelings. So yeah, Grandma, I love this sweater that you made me.
A kid will do that?
Yes,
Is that a big part of it? Like, you would think that kids are maybe more, more emotional and more...
more honest, at least.
More reactive.
They don't recognize the need to lie sometimes.
Right, like kids say the darndest things.
Yeah.
You would think so, but they are also pretty attuned to our feelings. So they don't want to make you feel bad, and they don't want to be in that awkward situation.
Right. Okay.
We do find sometimes that it's the parents telling a lie to a kid, like, no, we're not going to the airport because the airport is closed.
Right.
How do the parents lying affect the kids, do you think?
Children are pretty good at identifying other people's lies. So in my first study, I looked at when they start to understand the difference between truths and lies. And even 4-year-olds are pretty good at following whether what you said was honest or not.
Really?
Okay, and how do you carry out something like that? How do you find out that that's how the kids are feeling?
So what I did was I told them stories about other characters who either told the truth or told a lie and asked them, was that the truth? Was it good that she said that? Should she get in trouble for saying that? And that sort of thing.
How does a 4-year-old know that a parent is lying?
Well, a 4-year-old can catch parents in lies, right? So they can see the evidence.
Right.
There's also some research looking at children's sensitivity to facial expression, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the things that parents tell you, don't do this or your finger will fall off, or don't do this. And there's also those lies that kids learn as they get older, right?
I really want to meet a mouse parent.
The airport's closed.
The airport's closed and your finger's going to fall off.
No, but don't give the middle finger. Your finger will fall. When we were young, it was like, don't do that. It's bad. But as you get older, you're like, oh, you get to the schoolyard and Billy did it and he didn't get in trouble. So there's also those lies that they kind of grow out.
Yeah, they start to track reality the way that adults do, right? And say like, wait, but I've seen all these kids with all their fingers. And surely some of them have stuck the wrong one up.
Exactly.
All right, so how is this study going to help? Where's the information going to go? Is anybody going to be able to use this?
Oh, definitely. So some of the research on children's lying is looking at children's ability to take the stand in court and that sort of thing. Other research is looking at sort of, is it the same children? And what I was doing was looking at whether it was the same children that told these different kinds of lies, or whether some children are prone to telling maybe only the self-serving ones and other children only the pro-social ones.
Was there any similarities between they came from the same background, they came from the same neighborhood, same type
of home? Nothing like that.
Okay.
And I didn't find anything like that in my study, but I did find that children tended to tell both kinds of lies.
Okay. Very interesting stuff. Thanks for telling us about it. It's Corey Vendetti. We'll put a link for you at live885.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.